Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, as always, and I'm grateful that you guys are on my channel and that you're supporting me and sending me all this love. And of course, if you guys want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link, ko-fi.com/boomshaka, and the link is in the description below. In this video, I wanted to speak to you guys about a term that a fellow INFJ shared with me recently. I have an Instagram for INFJ stuff. Boom Shaka INFJ is obviously the name. And on that, I shared something about how, you know, sometimes you just sit there and you just want to cry, but you don't know why you're crying. You know, you just feel this immense sadness of sort bubble up within your heart, and it bubbles up and it causes, you know, tears to pour down your face for a few seconds, a few minutes, and then it goes away. And you sit there after perhaps thinking, why did I just cry? What was that all about? And you don't know why you did. You have no idea, of course, why you cried, but you did. And he kind of labeled it the big sad. And he said that all INFJs experience this. And I believe that, I thought that was a really nice way to put it, the big sad. Kind of reminded me of the book The Big Sleep by Raymond Chandler. Really good author if you haven't read his stuff. But The Big Sad, and I just thought it was so nice. One of the reasons why a couple of people have mentioned they like watching my videos is because I'm so happy all the time. And they say I'm happy even though I'm talking about sad stuff sometimes. And, you know, I still have a smile on my face, or I still have that eagerness or excitement about life. And I always am trying to explain to you guys, I hope I've been able to explain that I'm not always happy and I'm not always perfectly excited about life, and I'm not always there where I'm thinking to myself, wow, this world is amazing and I just am so happy to be alive. But those few moments in between where I'm like, ah, man, what am I doing here? Why am I even here? What's the point of life, etc.? They're few and far in between. They used to be quite common in my life. I used to actually feel that way almost every single day, if not every single minute. And I used to despise life, and I used to hate everything about it, and I used to feel like, wow, what the hell am I doing here all the time? But obviously, little by little, I've gotten to this point where mostly I spend my life in a state of immense, immense, immense gratitude. And I sit here thinking to myself, I am so grateful that the universe worked so hard to bring me onto this planet and to create this life for me and to give me the opportunity to be alive. I don't know if you guys know anything about reincarnation or anything like that, but one of the, I know I've been talking a lot about it, but one of the things that is a quality about reincarnation, or one of the things that they would say about it, is that it's actually very hard to be born as a human being. It's actually a privilege and honor to be born as a human being onto this planet. In fact, every person, every being on this planet, sentient or not, is kind of trying to, or at least that's what reincarnation says, it's trying to move towards this consciousness that a human being has. So most beings, they end up coming onto the planet as animals or insects or bugs or bees or whatever it might be, although bees are very enlightened themselves. But you know, they come onto the planet as that because they still have a lot to learn and they still have karma to deal with and they are not ready to be human beings yet. So ultimately, reincarnation says, now of course, you know, this is just part of it and there's so many other things I could speak about in this regard, but I'm going to keep it simple. And so ultimately it says that human beings are the ultimate kind of consciousness. It is what God created in him, in his image, as the Bible says. Not exactly those words, but kind of like that. And we are the ultimate consciousness that every sentient being, or every being, is aspiring towards. So it's actually very difficult to be born as a human being. So if you are born as a human being onto this planet and you are here and you're alive, no, you haven't been killed off by a billion diseases that a human being can get, or by a billion other different consequences like car accidents and a billion other things. I mean, there's so many different ways to die, right? And so if you're still here and you're still listening and you're still alive, there is a reason for it, of course, and that's something that I've repeated quite often. But it's actually very rare. I know it seems like, oh, human beings are a dime a dozen because there's 7-8 billion of us on this planet. But really, truly, in fact, if you look at religion and if you look at reincarnation, or if you look at any of that stuff, it's actually very difficult to be born as a human being. And if you have managed it, congratulations, right? I think I take that as my main lesson when I go through life. Yes, life is beautiful. Yes, life is sad. Yes, things make me upset. Yes, things make me angry, very angry. But then I always come back to the same point where I think to myself, all right, cool. Yeah, great. Life sucks sometimes, a lot of times. But I'm lucky to be here as a human being, to be conscious and to have all my senses, to have my limbs, to have a reasonably smart brain, a reasonably good brain that I can use it and do all the things that I'm doing in my life, to be creative enough that I can live my life the way I want to live it, to have all of these average qualities, but to have them all so that I'm able to live this life that I want, and to be here, to be alive still. I mean, as I said, there's so many different ways. I mean, your mother has, I think they said 1 in three pregnancies result in a miscarriage or are not even, they don't even come to full term, the mother doesn't even know that she was pregnant. So the fact that you are, you know, you were born and you survived and you didn't get an illness when you were a child and you are an adult now, I'm guessing, or a teenager if you're at that point in life, but you're here still, right? You managed to beat the odds and so you're here. So I think that's one of the main things that I always take into account when I look at the world. Yes, I have moments where I sit to my, when I sit down on my chair, I look around myself and I think, yeah, I'm not really feeling it and not feeling life or not feeling anything and feeling angry or sad and upset about the world, about the things that are going on in the world, about how people treat each other, about how people treat things that are weaker than them or about how they treat the environment. And there's a billion, it's a very long list of things that upset me, make me angry, make me sad. But then I always try to come back to the fact that yes, those things are happening. But you've been given an opportunity to be a human being in this planet at this time, at this particular moment in time, when you could have been a human being at any point in time, really. And so you're conscious right now. I'm conscious right now. And so why not take advantage of the fact that you're here for a few seconds and then you can be gone soon, right? I mean, who knows when you're going to be gone? No one has a time, like a clock ticking away in their head. It would be interesting if we did. But we don't know when we're going to die. And so why not take advantage of the fact that you have been given this opportunity to be a human being? Now, of course, I'm not saying that that negates the big sad. And I think that's one of the beauties about living as an NF, as an INFJ, or as an empath, or a highly sensitive person in this world right now, is that you look at the world and you can see at the same time, at exactly the same time, coincidentally, the world being beautiful and how the world is so sad and terrible, right? And so I think I love that part about being an INFJ, is that we can see both sides of it. We look at the world and we're like, wow, this is an amazing, beautiful world and the earth and wow. I mean, wow, like the diversity and the craziness and the beauty. And then we look at the world and, oh my God, there's a lot of terrible things going on. Oh my God, humanity. Oh my God, what's wrong with people? Oh my God, how can you treat people like that? And the world is terrible at the same time. And that contradiction, I think, is what makes life so beautiful and life so lovely, is because, yeah, you can see the goodness, but you can also see the evil. You can see the beauty, but you can also see the ugliness that's out there. And besides that, or despite that, I guess I should say, despite seeing both sides of it, you still love humanity and you still hate them. And you still love the world and you still hate it. And you still love life and you hate it at the same time. And I think that's what makes things so interesting being an INFJ, being a person here who has the big sad and who's able to see the beauty and able to see the ugliness, who's able to see the loveliness and the terribleness of everything. I think that makes things so interesting and fascinating. At least I think it makes things absolutely, absolutely fascinating, amazing, and just so interesting to me. I look at the world and I look at my perspective on it and I'm like, yeah, this is fascinating, man. I want to keep on exploring this for a while to come, a long time to come, hopefully. But who knows? I mean, as long as possible, I want to keep on exploring the ideas of beauty and ugliness at the exact same time. And so that's what I wanted to share with you guys. I hope I was able to explain myself to you. I know at points or at times you're probably thinking to yourself, I'm having a very hard time, life is hard, and I'm having a hard time seeing the beauty in the world. And that's okay, you know, just work with it, work through it. Eventually that will pass as well and you'll be able to see the beauty again. And then that will pass as well and you'll be able to go back. You will go back to the ugliness and just go back and forth. That's how life is, I think. That's just what it's all about. Again, if you guys have any questions at all, of course, please do message me. I'm here to answer your questions or to expand on my ideas. And if you're interested in supporting me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. Again, thank you so much for watching. I shall see you guys next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shakar. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.